Good evening, this is your host, Michael J. Long. It is January the 20th, 2019. Thank you for joining me, I appreciate it. So what am I going to sit here and talk about tonight? Well, welcome to the Michael J. Long Show. I think I'm going to talk about gun rights. Because the Second Amendment seems to be the biggest issue in the country and in this state we call New York. And I don't want New York State to go down the road that California is headed, because I don't live in California. I don't like what California's politics is all about. And I'm not trying to bash the people of California per se, but I think a lot of their population is liberal. And they have a lot of liberal cities, so. But anyways, New York State, the only reason why the governor here in New York is able to get reelected over and over and over again is because of New York City. Now, New York City's population is not going to vote on a referendum or vote in favor of a referendum to have the rest of the state secede from New York City. And on top of that, the people can't really vote on referendums because of regulations stated by the state. It has to be approved by the state, and by the state, the state attorney general. So I think that's a bunch of BS right there. But, you know, just, you know, we've, not too long ago, we've had the SAFE Act out. That was probably passed 2-3 years ago. And it had some Republican support, even though a majority of Democrats voted in favor of it, but it did get some Republican support. And it passed. It was signed into law by Governor Andrew Cuomo. And it basically, now we have like 5 counties out west saying, look, we're not going to enforce this gun issue. The SAFE Act, if you will. It puts a ban on high-powered assault rifles and machine guns and, you know, semi-automatics, and basically says you can only have a shotgun or a handgun with very limited rounds, more or less a minimum of 6 rounds of ammo, if that. And first of all, these type of gun control regulations just embolden the black market, because now the only way people can get their weaponry is through the black market, and they can do so without having to register it, because there's a black market that exists as a result of these high regulations and taxes bought on. But that's not it. That's not the only thing that's going on. Now there's more, even more gun control being pushed through in the legislature. Now that the Democrats have a pure majority in the state legislators, they're going to try and vote for these requirements or regulations, if you will, that specifically state that you have to purchase, if passed, a hunting license. And now, most hunting licenses are probably $124, $200, if that. And then you're going to have to go and get a psychological or mental health evaluation. And if it's determined that you have a mental health condition, you will not be able to purchase a firearm. These type of regulations hinder the state's population and gun owners and alike, and make it much more likely for people to attack and shoot up places because of such regulations. And my personal opinion on the matter is that people with mental health issues or people with disabilities, just in general, do have just as much of a right to bear arms as anybody else. And as long as they're taking their medication, as long as they're attending therapy, and as long as they're stable, they should not have their rights to a firearm dismantled because King Andrew II said so. And then you have the president on the national level, President Trump, getting congressional approval to ban bump stocks. So again, these are, you know, you have other states like California, as I've mentioned, they're doing the same thing. But this gun control, if you live in a liberal state like New York, gun control is one thing if you're libertarian or conservative that you're going to object to. Or at least I object to it on the premises that it would create a black market, it would create high taxes and high regulations and discriminate against people with mental health conditions and disabilities such as autism or schizophrenia and others. You know, and they can also use such provisions to discriminate against minorities, especially if they can entail reasoning that minorities are more likely to be mentally ill than others. So, again, these type of provisions should be objected and refused, if that, and if passed, such enforcement should be refused by the county governments and the local governments, and it should be nullified by the local governments. But I bet you most local governments will probably be fixing to enforce it. But of course, if you want a black market for it and you want gun control on demand, you know, it's going, you know, we have a Second Amendment right for a reason. And I'm not, it's not just about hunting or shooting tyrants or any of that. It is a pure mechanism of which if you are invaded by, it is the pure mechanism of self-defense when law enforcement are not around. Like if you're being threatened with rape or if you're being threatened with robbery, an unarmed robbery or murder, or someone threatens to burn your place down, you're telling me that that person has no right to defend his or her own property or his or her own loved ones? Because that's the message that gun control sends. That you have no rights in the state of New York or the federal government or the federal or even at the federal level. I think we should be embracing gun rights and open carry and allowing people to have, you know, and keep high powered assault rifles and all that. This is not out of 90% of the people who are armed in this country, very few are going to go and turn around and shoot up a place like a mall or a hotel. And that's just statistically proven. So I think my stance on this gun rights versus gun control is that I am in favor of gun rights. You know, I favor that people should have the right to bear arms, and all people should have the right to bear arms. And the background checks should not be required, and should be, and the free market, if anything, should be the ones to determine whether they're going to have background checks or not. So if I open up a gun retailership and I want to sell guns, right, then I should be the one to decide for myself whether I want to conduct background checks on my buyers. And it shouldn't be required by the state government. There should be no state database because state databases often lead to confiscation of guns from innocent people or innocent gun owners. So, again, I am more in favor of letting the free market make their background checks. And then if someone does commit a murder or a crime, a violent crime where they've imposed danger force to others with a gun or even without a gun, then you can have the courts open up, issue a warrant, and then have her put under investigation when under a private database of when that person purchased a rifle and where, blah, blah, blah. But again, I don't think the state should be requiring background checks or data and having its own database. I think that's overrated. There are ways to handle crime like that, but I mean, again, I think we should all have the right to bear arms and decide for ourselves whether we want to purchase a rifle or a gun or not. I don't think it's something that should be highly regulated like it is in California or in most democratic liberal states. And I think the Democratic Party has gone beyond its rocker. So this is where I stand on gun rights. Pro Second Amendment. And I'm Michael J. Long. It is January 20th, and thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.